The most embarrassing thing probably that I can think of is one time my friend Zach and I were walking downtown and I heard music and it sounded really good. So I was trying to figure out where it came from. I wasn't paying attention and ran into a sign on the sidewalk. And well, I got this big bump on my forehead. And for about 2 months afterward, my friend Zach would call me Rosie Road Signs.
One of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me is probably pooping my pants in the fourth grade and then having to go to the office and tell the nurse what happened so I could get a ride home.
After lunch, I was walking to my locker and I tripped in the hallway.
One of the more embarrassing things that ever happened to me was when I was in eighth grade. I was in English class sitting in the back of the room and I had to sneeze. And I thought this would be the perfect time to try to hold in my sneeze. I had never been able to do this before. I'd always seen people do it. But it was always people that had smaller noses than me. But anyways, I thought it was the right time. So I squeezed my nose as soon as the sneeze was happening. And the sneeze didn't stay quiet. It was just as loud as it normally is. But the sneeze also included a bunch of snot and boogers kind of flying out of my nose, straight into my hand and down my forearm, and all over my my school sweater and pretty much on my face. The girl behind or sitting in front of me looked back and saw that my whole hand and pretty much my sweater was covered in boogers and snot. So she walked up to the front of the class, grabbed the box of tissue, and just politely set it on my desk and kind of just smiled and shook her head. And then I proceeded to just wipe piles of snot and boogers off my face and my clothes and then went to the bathroom and washed my hands. That was it.